60 hours after the disaster, still no official word has been reported outside of the Soviet Union.
The Swedish Minister of Energy phoned me on the Monday, and I was in my office in Vienna, and she told me that they had measured very much increased radioactivity near our power plant in Forsmark in the east of Sweden, and they had concluded that it must have come from abroad. Did we know anything about it, was her question. And we said that no, we did not, but we are ready to contact and others, and we contact the Poles. They didn't have any nuclear power plant, but if there was anything else that could have happened there, we contacted the Russians, of course.
What has happened? An explosion? A radioactive cloud? Serious contamination? It was Sweden that alerted us.
3 days after the accident, while Gorbachev is still trying to gather data, American and European spy satellites turn to the Soviet Union and discover the ruins of the Ukrainian plant. The smoke, wafting from the gaping hole, shows up clearly in thermal vision.
In the evening of that Monday, the 28th it would be, we had a message from the Mr. Petrosyan, who was the head of Atomic Energy Commission in Russia, in which he told us about the accident. And about the same time, the Russians actually released the information to the world.
Obviously, over at the Politburo, we immediately decided it was essential that all facts be reported to us from then on. So I called on the KGB. I told them to follow everything that was happening over there and to report the conversations the scientists were having. I told them to report all of that information back to me, personally.
It has taken over 48 hours to get accurate information about the disaster. 2 days during which the 43,000 inhabitants of Pripyat are exposed to contamination. The crisis continues to grow. At the bottom of the destroyed reactor, 1,200 tons of white-hot magma continue to burn at over 3,000 degrees, sending liters of radioactive gas and dust into the atmosphere. The whole of Europe is at the mercy of the winds. Day of the crisis, General Antochkin and his fleet of 80 helicopters are sent from Moscow to fight the blaze and put the fire out.